This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As if small business owners don't have enough to deal with, and they do have plenty. Even the most mom and popish company out there today has to learn the ins and outs of Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Tumblr. And you get the idea. Social media. It can be a steep learning curve for proprietors who are often digital non-natives, as Kenny Malone reports now from WLRN in Miami.
Quick small business origin story here.
My real passion was always baking.
Brenda Shapiro bakes a pretty killer mandel bread, which is a traditional Jewish baked good.
A biscotti-type cookie.
Which Brenda learned from her husband's grandmother.
Grandma Libby.
At 50 years old, Brenda quit being a plastic surgery assistant and started a small baking business.
And I actually woke up in the middle of the night and thought of the name Libby-licious, so I wrote it down on a piece of paper.
And unfortunately, you didn't wake up with a social media strategy.
That I didn't wake up with.
At this ladies' night fundraiser for a local kosher food bank, there are wine bottles, massage tables, and then...
Would you like to try my cookies?
Brenda's got the old-school social marketing down, but her social media marketing strategy is essentially take pictures...
It's a great one.
...send them to her daughter-in-law, and she'll post them to the company Twitter account.
It's libbylicious.co.
Which I point out to Brenda might not be accurate because you can't have a period in your Twitter name.
This is why I have my daughter-in-law do this for me. I am busy baking, delivering, packaging, going out and selling my cookies myself, so.
So, Brenda's like a gazillion other small businesses. Last year, the social networking site LinkedIn published survey results that found most small businesses are most concerned with attracting new customers and that they're banking on social media as part of the solution. One pretty clever approach.
I'm in Georgetown, Washington, D.C.,
comes from Georgetown Cupcake. We sent Marlena Chertok, a former Marketplace intern, to show us how this worked. Every day, Georgetown Cupcake posts an off-the-menu flavor on Twitter and Facebook.
Please be something chocolate.
That cupcake's free to the first 100 customers, but you have to ask for it by name.
I'll have the secret flavor, the chocolate dipped toffee, please.
Obviously, this is a great way to get people in the door.
It is so chocolatey. It is just what I wanted.
Yeah, I know. Real tough assignment for Marlena, right?
Yeah. Started back in 2009.
Catherine Berman and Sophie LaMontagne own Georgetown Cupcake. LaMontagne says they use social media to pull back the curtain on their business.
And the secret flavor is one of those ways. It's giving them an inside look at flavors we're developing, things that are not quite on the menu yet, and they feel like they're part of the experience.
And then once people feel like they're part of the experience, once they know about you...
Remember back to the days when there were Blockbuster video stores.
Angela Hausman runs the social media marketing firm Hausman & Associates. She says the voice of one stranger on social media holds irrational power. Like how back in the Blockbuster days, you'd be holding a tape and a random customer would walk up
and say, oh yeah, I really liked that movie, or no, that was a really stupid movie, don't get that. We believe them.
So what does this all mean for the one-woman mandel bread baking show that is Brenda Shapiro?
Good morning, Nicholas. How are you?
Excellent, thanks.
I put Brenda on the phone with Nicholas Meir. He writes the social media professor blog and teaches at Chapman University, and he broke it down like this.
It could help to have sort of a backstory.
Tell people about Grandma Libby. And remember, the small business owner is an expert in something. Figure out what that is, post something that's informative.
That is not just looking like an ad.
And finally?
The same principles that Dale Carnegie wrote about in How to Win Friends and Influence People still apply in the digital era.
Now, if we can just get Brenda to remember that Twitter handle. It's Libby-licious Co., no dot.
Okay, now I've just learned something new tonight.
In Miami, I'm Kenny, at Radio Malone, for Marketplace.